राम 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 हरे हरे जय राधा वल्लभ राधा वल्लभ राधे जय जगन्नाथ जय बलदेवा जय सुभद्रा जगन्नाथ जय बलदेवा जय सुभद्रा नितय गौर हरि बोल नितय गौर हरि बोल जय जय प्रभुपाद जय श्रीला प्रभुपाद श्री राधा वल्लभ भगवान की जय जगन्नाथ बलदेव सुभद्रा महारानी की जय शिशु गौनिताय की जय लक्ष्मी नृसिंहदेव भगवान की जय गिरिराज गोवर्धन की जय तुलसी महारानी की जय गुरु परंपरा की जय जगत गुरु श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय इस्कॉन वर्तमान गुरु वृंद की जय अपने अपने गुरुदेव की जय महाराज की जय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जायो मुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवते उत्तमा श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैश्चिकी श्रीमद्भागवतम की जय सो वी आर रीडिंग टुडे फ्रॉम कैंटो 7 चैप्टर 11 वर्स नंबर 5 श्री नारदो उवाच नत्वा भगवते जया लोकानां धर्मसेतवे वक्ष्ये सनातनं धर्मं नारायण मुखच्युतम् नारदो उवाच नत्वा भगवते जया लोकानां धर्मसेतवे वक्ष्ये सनातनं धर्मं नारायण मुखच्युतम् नारदो उवाच नत्वा भगवते जाया लोकानां धर्मसेतवे वक्ष्ये सनातनं धर्मं नारायण मुखच्युतम् श्री नारदो उवाच नत्वा भगवते जाया लोकानां धर्मसेतवे वक्ष्ये सनातनं धर्मं नारायणमुखच्युतम्। श्री नारदो उवाच नत्वा भागवते जाया लोकानां धर्मसेतवे वक्ष्ये सनातनं धर्मं नारायणमुखच्युतम्। श्री नारदो उवाच नत्वा भगवते जाया लोकानां धर्मसेतवे वक्ष्ये सनातनं धर्मं नारायणमुखच्युतम्। मताजी श्रीनारदो उवाच नत्वा भगवते जाया लोकानां धर्मसेतवे वक्ष्ये सनातनं धर्मं नारायणमुखच्युतम्। ओके, श्रीनारदो उवाच, श्रीनारद मुनि सेड, नत्वा offering my obeisances, Bhagavate, unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Ajaya, ever-existing, never-born, Loka Nam, throughout the entire universe, Dharma Setave, who protects religious principle, Bhakshye, I shall explain, Sanatanam, eternal, Dharmam, occupational duty, Narayana Mukha, from the mouth of Narayan, Shrutam, which I have heard. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Shri Narad Muni said, after first offering my obeisances unto Lord Krishna, the protector of the religious principle of all living entities, let me explain the principles of the eternal religious system of which I have heard from the mouth of Narayan. The word Aja refers to Krishna, who explains in Bhagavad Gita, Ajopi san Arya vat Aryatma, I am ever existing and thus I never take birth. There is no change in my existence. The purport is just one line, so I'll be taking another verse also. Two verses. Yo vatir yatmanom shayana dakshayanyam tu dharmata lokanam swastaye dhyaste tapo badarikashrame. Translation. Oh, this also does not have a purport. Lord Narayan, along with his partial manifestation Nara, appeared in this world through the daughter of Daksha Maharaj, known as Murti. He was begotten by Dharma Maharaj for the benefit of all living entities. Even now he is still engaged in executing great austerities near the place known as Badrikashrama. This does not have purport, so we will take another verse. Dharma Moolam hi Bhagavan Sarve Vedamayo Hari Smitam Chatat Vidam Rajan Yena Chatma Prasidati. Translation. The Supreme Being, the Personality of Godhead, is the essence of all Vedic knowledge, the root of all religious principles, and the memory of great authorities. O King Yudhishthira, this principle of religion is to be understood as evidence. On the basis of this religious principle, everything is satisfied, including one's mind, soul, and even one's body. Purport. As stated by Yamaraj, Dharmam tu Shakshat Bhagavat Pranita. Yamaraj, the representative of the Lord, who takes care of the living beings after their death, gives his verdict as to how and when the living being will change his body. He is the authority and he says that the religious principle consists of the codes and laws given by God. No one can manufacture religion, and therefore manufactured religious systems are rejected by the followers of the Vedic principle. In the Bhagavad Gita it is said, Vedescha sarve ahameva vedya. Vedic knowledge means to understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. Therefore, whether one speaks of the Veda, scripture, religion, or the principle of everyone's occupational duty, all of them must aim at understanding Krishna. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Srimad Bhagavatam 1.2.6, therefore concludes, Save Pumsho Paro Dharma Yato Bhakti Radhoksha Jay Ahetuki Apratihata Yayatma Suprasidati. In other words, religious principles aim at learning how to render transcendental loving service to the Lord. That service must be unmotivated and unchecked by material conditions. Then human society will be happy in all respects. The Smriti, the scriptures following the principles of Vedic knowledge, are considered the evidence of Vedic principle. There are 20 different types of scripture for following religious principles, and among them, the scriptures of Manu and Yajnavalkya are considered to be all-pervading authorities. In the Yajnavalkya Smriti, it is said, Smriti Smriti Sadachara Swasya Cha Priyam Atmanaha Samyak Sankalpaja Kamo Dharma Moolam Idam Smritam. One should learn human behavior from Shruti, the Vedas, and from Smriti, the scriptures following the Vedic principles. Srila Rupa Goswami in his Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu says, Shruti Smriti Puranadi Pancharatra Vidhim Vina Aikantika Harir Bhakti Utpayeva Kalpate. The purport is that to become a devotee, one must follow the principles laid down in Shruti and Smriti. One must follow the codes of the Puranas and the Pancharatriki Vidhi. One cannot be a pure devotee without following the Shruti and Smriti. And the Shruti and Smriti without devotional service cannot lead one to the perfection of life. Therefore, from all the evidence, the conclusion is that without bhakti, devotional service, there is no question of religious principle. God is a central figure in the performance of religious principles. Almost everything going on in this world as religion is devoid of any idea of devotional service and is therefore condemned by the verdict of Srimad Bhagavatam. Without devotional service, so-called religious principles are only cheating. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
ஜானத்தை விழுந்த ஷக்யானஞ்சன சுலாகையா சக்ஷுரிமித்தம் ஜீன சுவஸ்மி ஸ்ரீகுருவேனம். ஸோ ஹியர் வி சி நாரத முனி இஸ் எம்பசைசிங் தட் திஸ் இஸ் திஸ் நாலேஜ் ஐ ஹவ் ஹர்ட் டைரக்ட்லி ஃப்ரம் லார்ட் நாராயண். ஸோ தட் மீன்ஸ் is the true knowledge. Similarly, when you read Gita, we are taking the knowledge directly from the Lord. So that means authority is there. Who can give the best knowledge? The Lord Himself. So when you read Gita, and the devotees who has perfected, all the saintly person, the great devotees, because they have heard from different sources scriptural injection, then we have to have conviction on that. Usually when we heard, we should understand the authority, what sources we are taking, the right or wrong. Here Narada Muni is confirming that I have heard from the mouth of Lord Narayan. Similar Gita, Lord Krishna Himself, Supreme Personality of Godhead, is saying. So there we have to have a very high matter of conviction. Yes, this is truth. Also, when we study deeply, then we can understand how it's essentially important in every matter, the way Krishna explained in Gita, how to lead a life, how we should tolerate different situation, how to be spiritual, what are the way we can be spiritual. And then, as Srila Prabhupada states, that bhakti process. In this seventh chapter, especially, seventh canto, especially important, that every part, that how though Prahlad was born in a different situation, he was the only devotee, but he could have such a courage to tell about Krishna. If given choice, we will not confront so much. By Prahlad, one side, the whole world was one another side. He, wherever he got opportunity, even in school, he taught. Even to his father, who was a ruler of the whole world, he was confronting. So Srila Prabhupada says, wish we could have a devotee like Prahlad in our mission. Srila Prabhupada himself, such a great devotee. In Bhagavatam, in this place only, somewhere, and initially it's mentioned that even the Brahma, Shiva, Narada, even, and they also discuss, get pleasure by discussing about Prahlad. Some scripture says that even Jamaraj, he calls Dhruva Prahlad to give discourse in Jamaloka, to deliver all this fallen soul. So everywhere Dhruva Prahlad, in heaven also they discuss. It's difficult to say, but it look like that there'll be only one Prahlad, only one Dhruva. It's difficult to attain such a high perfection, Arambarish Maharaj. To say it's very easy, but it's very difficult to have such type of conviction. So this is like the highest perfection, highest conviction. We ordinary devotees, we should not, we should try, but at the same time, we shouldn't abruptly or very quickly try to imitate Dhruva Prahlad. Sometime it may backfire us. So let us go step by step. In the education there is first the crash, then goes first, second, third, then intermediate, then junior college, then post-graduation, then graduation, post-graduation, then PhD. But then, if somebody thinks that, no, I'll copy, though I'm just a beginner, I'm just writing 1, 2, 3 class, but I'll go and copy the PhD thesis, he may not be so successful. But certainly these are the very good instruction. As much as possible, we should take it. And we should have faith. Ado Shraddha, Tato Sadhu Sangat Vajana Kriya. We have to have a faith on the scripture. That faith comes, how it comes, as I mentioned, that we are not a Nitya Siddha. Nitya Siddha means they are born devotee. They are always devotee. Mostly in this world we are all Kripa Siddha, Sadhana Siddha. But then again, sadhana we do, then we get blessings by all the Vaishnava's blessings, Guru's blessings, Srila Prabhupada's blessings will be pure. So we have to keep in mind that this every instruction is important. When we read Prahlad Maharaj prayed with nice prayers, these prayers, Sthala Puran says, it happened in Simhachalam, that is Vishakhapatnam. After killing all the demons, Nisingadeva appeared in Ahobalam, and he became peaceful and sat down in Simhachalam. That's what our local temple Sthala Puran says. And Prahlad Maharaj prayed with nice prayers, and he became cool. And then Nisingadeva asked Prahlad, what do you want from me? And Prahlad says, I want to see your Rupam which killed my uncle. Then Nisingadeva turned to Baraha. So deity's name is Baraha Lakshmi Nisinga. Simhachalam, the deity's name is Baraha Lakshmi Nisinga. Then Prahlad asked another question, that what will happen to my all his father, uncle and all, the demons. Then there Nisingadeva told, don't worry, 21 generations will go eventually back to Godhead. Then Prahlad retired, he gave his kingdom to Virochan. He also retired there. That place called Simhachalam, Hill of Lion. Still the royal dynasty is coming in Parab succession. They are the owner of the land. So all those instructions, Prahlad Maharaj told such nicely, very, very judiciously, very meticulously and very thoughtfully, thought-provoking. Yeah, there are many good points to be taken seriously. Jashada Jadav Lakshanam, Srila Prabhupada used to quote this, that according to the nature of the person, one should be identified. Same thing in Gita, Krishna says, Chaturvarna Maya system, Guna Karma. According to Guna and Karma, it's divided. And same thing, Krishna, Prahlad Maharaj says, as the person sees, either Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra, Brahman, he will be identified that way. Like when Srila Prabhupada preaching in Vrindavan, one of the big Swamiji who was a very big lecturer, I'm just not able to recollect the name. He said, no, you people are, you American, European, you become devotee, but how can you say you are Brahmin? Then the devotee quoted, Jashamadinanda Prabhu, he quoted this sloka to him. He said, yeah, your Guru Maharaj has taught you so nicely. You know, see, he confronted and he could not defeat. So this is the behavior. Then again, Krishna also telling, like sometime being Indian, we have a habit of telling that actually there's Shudra, but Krishna's telling in Gita very nicely, from the Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra. Then Krishna adding this at the last, Sese Karma Virata Samsiddhi Labhate Nara. By performing his own activities according to his nature, he'll be perfect. Not that somebody is Brahman, he'll go back to Godhead, somebody is Shudra, he'll not go. Anybody can become perfect following his own. So, everything having a very deep say, especially in this age, so many beautiful instructions he's given. Something we can take. Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra, Grihastha, Brahmachari, Banprastha, Sannyas. Here, and here the Lord is saying that he has heard from the Lord, and that is the source. Like Srila Prabhupada is mentioning here that what you take from, and he is the supreme, and just only we should be supposed to glorify the Lord, and that is devotion and through devotional service. Other religion, dharma prochita kaitava nitma saram satam. Bhaktivinoda Thakur in Bengali very nicely says, Prithibite jata kichu dharma name chale, Bhagavat kaheta paripurna chale. Everything is a cheating religion except Bhagavad Dharma. And this is a Sanatana, it's said very nicely. This a Sanatana Dharma. Sanatana Dharma means, we also know, the eternal religion. Religion of the Dharma of the Jiva. Dharma the soul, that he is a part in Mamivamsa Jiva Loki, Jiva Bhuta Sanatana. And we are part and parcel, and Sanatana is an eternal principle, is that we are part and parcel of the Lord. Eternally, we are connected to the Lord. And our duty to take, to be connected with the Lord. And same thing in Gita is telling. That one supposed to know the Lord and purpose of the scripture. So here it says, dharma mulam hi bhagavan sarva medo vayohari. In our area where I born, there is a small temple and this sloka is written there. From childhood I have read this sloka. Dharma Milam Hi Bhagavan Sarva Veda Mayhari. So it says the essence of all Vedic knowledge is the one should know Lord is the Supreme is everything. Is everything. Same thing Krishna is telling Gita. This is simplifying in Bhagavatam, Krishna is telling very directly. Vedascha sarvam ahameva vedya. Purpose of the Vedas, I am to be known. So, for all this bhakti, somehow we should know the Lord. And by reciting daily Srimad Bhagavatam, we can remember. It's easy to remember when you come in contact with the devotees in temple and scripture. By their blessings, we develop love to hear Harikatha. But if we stop it for some reason, and if we think, no, I can continue, after some time he may go towards the materialistic side. So it is essential that we associate always with the devotees. Krishna Bhaktir Mulaya Sadhu Sangha, association with the devotees. Sadhu Sangha Guru Bhakya, Sadhu Sastre Guru Bhakya Sadha Jadi Hai, Tabe Krishna Pade Prem Upajaya. If we have faith on the Sadhu, Sastra, Guru, Vaishnavas, then only we will develop from bhakti to love for the Lord. So by the blessings, then we can have. So if we take the Srila Prabhupada time and again, insisting that we should have faith, love for all those. Krishnadas Komari Goswami giving support of different scriptures, telling these are the essence of everything. Then Srila Prabhupada also telling that, of course, these are beautiful sarma, dharma sanvastapam vishakshena sadhasvi nath padai rating jari savayavai kevalam. If after hearing there is no love developed for the Lord, then there is a waste of time. Then Srila Prabhupada also is confirming that among all these, the smriti are the very important, that is the religious base. So we should have jnanam in Ishkan. Not many, but we should have also, if you want to have a deep understanding about what to be done, what not to be done, then Smriti Shastra is very essential. Smriti, there are certain things which are very complicated, but it gives that what we should do, what we should not do. And what are the Lakshman Rekha? So these are the things that are beautiful. And then further shloka is telling that what are the good qualities. There are many good qualities. One of the good qualities is here, Krishnadas Kavir Goswami mentioned 26 qualities here. Srimad Bhagavatam here is telling 30 good qualities. Krishna also telling in 16th chapter many good qualities. So we should adopt as much as possible. Also we should have a idea of distinction. What is good, what is bad. That sometime as a devotee, if we cover, no, this is all right, I can compromise, then we will not progress in spiritual life. We should have introspection in our mind that what we are doing, do anything going wrong with me? Do I am compromising any religious principle? If so, then Krishna will not bless. After some time, that small illusion will take us away from Krishna's mainstream. So that means, like if we take medicine, but if we don't follow the diet, we are sitting here, those who are sugar patient, I'm sure medicine is not going to work unless you follow the diet. So it doesn't matter how much medicine you take, if you don't follow diet, so this look like a sugar patient, that we are all in sugar patient. So we have to follow first diet. And this diet will help following the rules and regulation. This month is a month where we distribute books. And let us, this is one of the seva. Srila Prabhupada said, Bhakti Siddhanta Sahib told that as a Gaudiya Vaishnava, how we can go back to Godhead? One is the seva, and by preaching, because that is the only way we can get the mercy of Radharani. Radharani Nityananda Prabhu will bless by their blessing Nitair. Narottamadas Thakur wrote very nicely. And Srila Prabhupada connecting that when Nityananda will bless, then Radharani will bless you. How Nityananda will bless? Nitair Karuna Have, Braja Radha Krishna Bhave. That if Nityananda will bless, then you will get Radha and Krishna. How will get Krishna? Because if we help Nityananda Prabhu by preaching, his duty is Suna Nityananda, Suna Haridas, Suna Murkatha, Puti Ghare Ghare Kya, Agarai Vikha, Bolo Krishna, Bajo Krishna, Karo Krishna Shikha. We preach somehow. When I joined ISKCON, first service they gave me book distribution. But I miserably failed. So I was going. Those days, BTG Bengali was 1 rupee. And I used to go tell, everybody used to ask me, young boy, just hardly 17 years, oh, where from you came, why you joined ISKCON, what happened, some tragedy happened. I said, no, like that. Though I used to explain whole day. After the 1 hour discussion, maybe somebody would have taken one, but BTG, somebody not. So at the end of the day, 5, 6, 7 hours, hardly I could distribute only 5, 6 BTG. So leader Ananda Sir Maharaj, he was not happy. Then I said, Maharaj, why you are not happy? You say, see, here is Kamakya Prabhu, he is distributing books. And in Kamakya, he had a problem. He was not hearing. He had a problem with hearing. So he used to tell, I came from Mayapur Chandraday Mandir, Bhagavad Darshan, 1 rupee. So if other person is asking, he is not answering because anyway he doesn't understand what they are telling, you know. So he could sell more, 25-30 wherever we have failed. So if when we distribute books, if we keep on hearing what people say, then it is a problem to distribute. Sir, here is a book, you please read it, here is that. That's what my president told. But still I was not able to do it. When they ask question, I answer. So answer means finish. Time is wasted. Then I told my president, also Japatama, that look, I'm not able to do it. So they put me in life membership. Say, oh, you are from business family, you do life. There somehow I was successful. I could do it. So book distribution. During the book distribution, I remember one thing, I was forgetting. I went to one grocery shop. I was selling books. Next to that, there was one butcher shop was there. So he said, hey, Maharaj, Panditji, come. I was young. I thought this butcher guy is back of me. So I was running and he came and he was running behind me. So I was going to running on the road. Then I just took shelter of one shop. But he didn't leave me. He also came to me. I thought, what he wants? At least some shopkeeper is there. I don't know what his motive. So Maharaj, aap bhag kyun rahe ho? Why you are running? I said, no, I don't know what you want. No, I want your book. So I thought at least he said book. I thought this guy is going to kill me or what he wants a butcher. So I was really afraid that this butcher is back of me. So then I said, what book you want? So I had a Science of Self-Realization in Hindi. So I gave it to him. And then I thought, maybe he has money, he took the book. I was not realizing that much. After 6, 7 months, 8 months, he said, Prabhuji, then he came to the temple and said, Prabhuji, I have changed myself. I said, what do you change? No, I have changed the shop. Now I have started a sari shop. I have stopped a butcher shop. Now I'm not doing. After reading this book, I thought this is not bad, good. I don't want to. See how these books, they change their life, you know. So it's amazing to see. I was told some cases it happened like that. So that's very, though I distributed hardly maybe 10-15 days books. What I saw that, what Srila Prabhupada also told some places that what you will do your 1 hour lecture, 45 minutes, this book will change people's life. So Srila Prabhupada wrote this scripture with all his maturity and all the best community of the world. All these Acharya, Ramanuja, Madhava Acharya, Prera Goswami, Krishnadas, Kaviraj, Goswami, Bhagavatam, a different scripture, Chandidas, Vidyapati, Lochandas Thakur, Narottama Das Thakur, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, Goswamis. They're the best commentary put. If we can somehow hear daily some, and Srila Prabhupada told that my book, all everybody should. Then Tamal Krishnamaj asked that Srila Prabhupada, how much? He said, minimum 1 hour everybody should read. So we should take this, and if we give little bit lethargic and give scope for Maya, Maya is very dangerous. It's a testing agency. If Maya gets some chance, can destroy us. So we have to be careful. The only panacea is that sadhu sangha, guru bhakti, and scripture, then only something can be done. So we should have all the time in our mind, what are the rules we should follow? Where is the Lakshman Rekha? If we cross Lakshman Rekha, let me tell you, doesn't matter how big we are, Maya can destroy us. We have to be really careful. If we are serious to go back to Godhead. Thank you.
Hare Krishna. So, Om Agyanati Mirandhasya Gnananjana Shalakaya Chakshuran Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha. Hare Krishna. So, it's a very wonderful verse here. So, this verse comes at a time where Narad Muni has been glorifying Prahlad Maharaj with so many qualities. And now Yudhishthira Maharaj is curious to know, okay, Prahlad Maharaj having so many wonderful qualities, so how do we get those qualities? And then Narad Muni starts explaining here about Sanatana Dharma and Varnashram Dharma. And then in this context, this verse comes here. And then again, the coming verse will be explaining about all the qualities that a human being should have. Forget about devotee. And what I was, when I was reading this purpose, the line that struck me most was, says that one cannot become a pure devotee without following the principles which are laid down in Shruti and Smriti. So I thought this was very striking, because even before we become a pure devotee, we have to become a devotee. And even before we become a devotee, at least we have to be a good human being, which is so important. Sometimes in a rush of becoming a pure devotee, we even do not follow the foundation principle of being a human being. So that's very important. Unless and until we do that, we cannot become a devotee. At the same time, if you are a great human being with all the wonderful qualities, but you are not Krishna conscious, and that is cheating. Even that is mentioned. So when I was reading this verse, I thought what's happening actually is, before coming into Krishna consciousness, we are on one level. Let's say hypocrisy, what the material world is all about, right? I'm great, I have a lot of money, I'm successful, I'm this, I'm that, and I want to prove it. That's how the life is in the material world. So coming from that level, hypocrisy, to we want that integrity, but which is very high, very lofty ideal. So what we need to do is to give a landing in between. In the material life, there is complete enviousness of others. Oh, he's successful, he's better than me. And from enviousness, we want to go to pure love of God. It's lofty. There should be some landing in between, maybe sincerity. In the material world, people are like selfish, self-centered. And from there, we want to go to selflessness. Need to give a landing in between, okay, self-care, little bit of self-care, completely selflessness is not possible. So what is happening if there is no landing in between? It's becoming too difficult to achieve. So what I felt when I was reading this purport, especially this time, my trip to Australia and New Zealand, the interactions that I had with devotees, I had a realization that many of them are trying to achieve something very high. And in that pursuit, normal human relationships are suffering in families. And it is destroying their family life. But that's not the purpose of Krishna consciousness. They're going to such an extent where their normal life, which even a normal materialistic person may be having, they're destroying that very life also, just to achieve something lofty. See, the problem is that if somebody goes in that direction, neither they'll be in this world, neither they will be in that world. Because the problem is, we are on level 1, or let's say we are on level 2, and Krishna is on level 100. And when we come to Krishna consciousness, we are taught, okay, now you are in level 2, come on, try and get level 100. Now what happens at our level? We can't even see where is level 100. It's not visible. So we say, it's not visible. So we are guided, jump, jump, you'll get it. So we jump, we jump, we jump, but it's not reachable. After some time, what happens? Because it's not reachable, then we lose the rasa. There's no, we're not getting any rasa. So now what will happen from level 2, we'll look down. Level 1, minus 1, minus 2, because there we are getting rasa. So it's a big tragedy. So instead of trying to get level 100, we should have a middle landing. We cannot immediately get on to the level of pure devotional service. Pure devotees, they have desire for Krishna. They love Krishna. They want Krishna. But we are on a level where we may not have desire for Krishna. We have a need for Krishna because we want security, some kind of a shelter. It's okay to have need for Krishna. Slowly the need will become desire. You know, but if we are guilty about it, so the interactions that I had, personal interactions with the devotees, I was feeling very sad seeing that they are guilty about things. It's okay. We are trying. Let's go one step at a time. If we're trying to achieve something, you know, very big, and then we end up doing nothing. See, I tell you what happens. If somebody is a kirtanier, and he's associating regularly with a book distributor. Now what will happen if he keeps on associating with that book distributor? He will think, I'm doing nothing for Krishna. I'm doing nothing for Krishna. I'm doing nothing. He's doing so much. And slowly the mind is so smart, from I'm doing nothing, mind will make you feel I'm nothing. I'm nothing. I'm nothing. Everybody's doing wonderful. And then slowly one may become depressed and, you know, frustrated. That should not be. Because see, the mind is very badmash. Mind plays a game with us of bad cop, good cop. You know, in India, when they catch a criminal, some drug dealer or something, if they want to know from him more details, they will play this game with him, good cop, bad cop. And then he'll try to get the secret from him. So they play this game. So mind also will play the game with us. Either it will become a good cop and it will glorify you. You are doing so great, you are great. So what will happen? We'll become puffed up. Yes, yes, actually I'm very great. Or it will play a bad cop with you. You are fallen, you are useless, you are nothing. In either cases, it is taking us away from Krishna. Because if we are proud also, we go away from Krishna. And if we feel very fallen also, we go away from Krishna. Because what is happening is, in either cases, the center is us, not Krishna. If I am glorifying myself also, I am the center. If I am thinking I am fallen also, I am the center. I am fallen. I am like this. But where is Krishna in this? It's more of self-absorption, whether in a positive way or in a negative way. Right? But the whole point is, in Krishna consciousness, to keep Krishna in the center. So this is what, I like this sentence when they said that we have to at least become a good human being. Until and unless we follow the basic principles of Shruti and Smriti, we cannot become a good devotee of the Lord. So we should not become very fanatic, you know. So I remember one time in our school, I run this school called Divine Touch, so we have annual day, school annual fest. So we do so many dances. Some Krishna songs will be there and one or two patriotic songs will be there. So one time one devotee was asking, why patriotic song? We are Krishna devotees. We should have only Krishna song, no patriotic song. So I was saying, why? Patriotic song is also teaching some values to the children, like sacrifice, integrity, honesty, dedication. These are such wonderful qualities. So if we develop those wonderful qualities, that helps a person to become a good devotee. Right? But our problem is if you say, no, only Krishna, only Krishna, only Krishna, only, then it doesn't work like that, because it's all very high. Somewhere in between we have to have a landing. We have to hold on something. You know, otherwise there is nothing to hold anyway. It's all very high up there. Some principle, something we have to hold. So this point I liked very much, that at least first we should try to become a good human being. We should not try to go on a very, very high level and ultimately end up doing nothing. Neither will be this way, neither will be that way. That way we see Srila Prabhupada, he was so kind. He used to make the devotees feel so comfortable. He laid down high goals, but at the same time he came to their level and slowly took them up. If you see one time, One devotee was coming and telling Srila Prabhupada, I think it is Shyam Sundar Prabhu, I don't know if I'm wrong, but he had to be arrested and he had to go to jail and he was feeling very bad about it. And Prabhupada said, you know, Krishna also was born in jail. He made it feel so comfortable. Some devotee was saying, you know, Prabhupada, I'm dealing, you know, I used to deal in drugs. Prabhupada said, yeah, even I used to deal in drugs. What Prabhupada meant was that drugs, you know, the medical drugs, you know. But he will make so comfortable. One sannyasi came and told Prabhupada, I'm trying my butt. Yesterday night I just, you know, my wife came in my dream. Prabhupada said, what happened? Yesterday night even my wife came in my dream. Just making him so comfortable, making them so comfortable, not making them die in guilt that, you know, you're not able to do. And Prabhupada was so, I mean, like, I remember this one morning walk that Prabhupada went first time in Juhu Beach where all these businessmen are walking with their dogs, you know. And Prabhupada was also, you know, first time with his disciples going there. And when Prabhupada looked at those businessmen, Prabhupada said, good morning, good morning, good morning. And, you know, when they came back, devotee said, Prabhupada, why did you say good morning? If you would have said Hare Krishna, at least they would have benefited. They would have learned Krishna's, heard Krishna's name. And Prabhupada did not reply. And next day morning when Prabhupada went on walk, the same businessmen whom Prabhupada had said good morning, they had said Hare Krishna Swamiji, Hare Krishna Swamiji. And Prabhupada was smiling and looking at his disciples. So Prabhupada just knew how to make it so comfortable. So this is one point that I wanted to emphasize, that we should neither be like, there should be no two extremes. Either we become completely shameless and engage in too much pleasure, or we become like either the pleasure principle or the morality principle, too high morality principle, where we are dying in guilt every moment. There should be some reality principle, a balance in between. Yes, this is where I am, this is where I am, and from here, yes, I will go step by step, step by step. Otherwise, it kills the enthusiasm. So I give personal example. Just a couple of days I've been moving around this country. I was with somebody, you know, in their house, and we were going for a house program. So this Mataji was telling me that, Mataji, my daughter is not chanting, you should inspire her. And I said, yeah. Now basically what they expect is, when they tell me that I should inspire them, they expect that maybe I will sit and I'll make their daughter sit and I'll give some Bhagavatam class, so please you chant. That doesn't work like that. So I said, it's noted, I will work on it. So we were going for a house program. So when we were going for a house program, his daughter was sitting and mother was sitting. So I was chanting, then I looked at her and I said, let's play a game. Yes, Mataji, what is the game? So I said, look, I'll chant with my beads, I have my counting machine. You chant with the counting machine and let's see who becomes first, how many you can chant, how many I can chant before we reach to the house program. But she became super excited and she took the counting machine, okay, let's start. So she started chanting, little girl. The moment she started chanting, her mother started, hey, clear se pronounce karo, pronunciation is not correct, pronounce clearly. Hey, don't look here and there, concentrate on this. Continuously, then I told Mataji, can you just, we are just playing a game, can you just leave it? Then we both played the game. At the end, she won the game. She did more chanting than me. And she was so happy about this whole thing. Then while she was getting down from the car, she told her father, can you buy me a counting machine? I want to chant every day. The whole point is, I mean, too much emphasis on this has to be done like this, that has to be done like that. It kills the enthusiasm. Too much being too analytical and all, it paralyzes the person. So I'll tell you one example. In a forest, you know, there are so many animals. So there was this centipede and millipede. You know, right? Millipede and centipede. So many legs will be there, small insects. This millipede was a very good dancer. So every Thursday, there was a big show in the forest. The millipede used to dance and all the animals used to come and they used to watch the dance and they used to clap because the millipede used to dance in a wonderful way. Everybody used to look forward every Thursday. The centipede became a little bit envious. Okay, what I should do? Everybody is appreciating this millipede. Then what the centipede did, one day after the dance program is over, he visited the millipede and he said, you dance very well. I'm so happy. Seeing you dance is a feast to the eyes. Oh, thank you so much. No, but, just let me complete. Especially when you put your 34th feet out and then you take your 57th feet back and then with your 27th feet when you make that round, that step is so beautiful. Oh, thank you so much. Next Thursday when the dance started, he remembered that, you know, my 34th step I have to put out, then what was it, 57th step I have to go down, and then 29th, and it was so confused, he was dancing like a mad, everybody just left, you know, what this fellow is dancing, we're not able to understand also. Too much analysis, causes paralysis. So if you start like that too much, you know, hey, chant properly, hey, chant with quality, hey, why you have not covered your head, hey, this is not way to do pranam, hey, this is not 4 parikrama, 3 parikrama, how many times you did not to? Oh, one time, no, Damodar, 4, 2, 3. Then whole devotion is gone. So much, you know, do this. Leave it. Let it be slowly. We can do one step at a time. We don't have to achieve that, you know, the perfectionist stage. We can never. Actually, even if we try, we will never be perfect. And it's not that one day we will become perfect, that is why Krishna will take us back home, back to Godhead. No, we will never become perfect. Only thing is, because we are continuously endeavoring, seeing our endeavor, Krishna will become happy, and that is how we will go back. Otherwise, on our own, to give up these anarthas and practically become like a pure, it's never going to happen. See, once His Holiness Subhak Swami Maharaj, when Srila Prabhupada was in Mayapur, he went on a walk with Prabhupada and he asked Prabhupada, when will the lust go away? Then Prabhupada said, never. Subhak Swami Maharaj was surprised. The next year, Subhak Swami Maharaj again asked the same question to Prabhupada in the morning walk during the Gaur Purnima festival. Prabhupada, when will the lust go away? Prabhupada said, never. Again, after 1 year, Subhak Swami Maharaj asked the same question. Prabhupada, please, don't say never, give me some reply. Then Prabhupada said, Govinda Icha. Govinda Icha. On our own, it is not possible. Govinda Icha. If Lord wants, it's possible. So that means, whatever endeavor we are making, it's not that that will go away. We are making that endeavor that Krishna will be pleased to see that endeavor. That's the whole purpose, to do that endeavor. That means it's so. When I say this example, Govinda Icha, doesn't mean that we shouldn't do anything. I'll tell you one example. His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj, when he was in the early days, he was with this Babaji's in Vrindavan. So he was with this one Babaji called Ramesh Baba. So he asked, Ramesh Baba used to sleep in the open, and those days Vrindavan there were lots of wild animals, you know. So once Radhanath Swami Maharaj, he asked Ramesh Baba, are you not afraid? In the night sometimes some leopards may come, somebody, you know, some animal may attack you, are you not afraid? Then he immediately lifted, you know, he had a small stick, he said, hey, I have this stick. Then he said, Baba, but with this stick, can you scare away the leopard? He said, no, that Radharani will protect me. You know, how can I protect myself? Radharani will protect me. Then Maharaj asked, okay, if Radharani is going to protect you, then why are you keeping this stick? Oh, this is just to show to Radharani that even I am trying. Just to show to Radharani that look, even I am trying. That's the thing. What we are simply trying to do is, we are trying to show Krishna, I am trying. But by our trying, it's not going to happen. It's definitely going to happen only by Krishna's mercy. So yes, by this I don't say we don't make an endeavor. But that endeavor should not lead to frustration and depression. See, if you remember in the 6th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Srila Prabhupada gives this example of a sparrow. How the sparrow had laid eggs near the ocean, and the ocean waves swallowed the eggs. Then the sparrow got very upset, and the sparrow threatened the ocean. Hey, you have taken my eggs. I'm going to dry you up. And the ocean is laughing. Okay, go ahead. So the sparrow with the little beak takes the water from the ocean, throws it out. And now this news becomes a big breaking news in all the different planetary systems. Hey, look at this sparrow. Then Garuda, he feels a little mercy on the sparrow, and he comes. And then he helps the sparrow, because when he tells ocean, hey, come on, I'll drink you up, then the ocean gives back the sparrows, right? So now here we see that we have to make an endeavor. Nobody is stopping us from making an endeavor. But our endeavor may not necessarily give us the result, but the sincerity with which we do, but that will attract Lord's attention. But you know, after this news of sparrow trying to dry up the ocean and Garuda helping, there was no such news that the sparrow got depressed and it had to visit a psychiatrist. It was happy. The sparrow was happy, very happily. But what is happening when we are trying to make that endeavor, if we, at the end of Krishna consciousness, if we need psychiatrists and if we need help, then I think we are doing somewhere something wrong. Because Krishna consciousness is supposed to be susukham kartum avyayam. Bhagavad Gita 9th chapter, Rajavidya Rajaguhyam, Krishna says that it is susukham. Krishna consciousness is supposed to make you happy. But after coming into Krishna consciousness, if you need counselors and to whom you go and say, Mataji, I'm not happy. There is fighting in the house. I'm depressed. I'm suppressed. I'm this, I'm that. We are not happy. We're not able to. Then something you're doing wrong in Krishna consciousness. Because the whole result is supposed to be that you are happy. Oh, we are so happy in Krishna consciousness. We are unhappy in Krishna consciousness. My rounds is not getting completed. I'm not able to do book distribution. My husband is fighting. Wife is fighting. Children are crying. I'm trying to do 64 rounds. My Guru Maharaj is not happy. What are you doing? Then just pause. You're doing something wrong. Hold on. Hold on. You're doing something wrong. This is not the way. Then because you're not doing it in the right way. Right? So that is why this word's purport, I like that line. At least first try to become a human being before trying to become a devotee. Normal human principles, normal human etiquettes, normal human behavior should be followed. Because I've seen many times people take very lofty goals and even minimum standards they will not be able to follow. So yeah, we have to be careful. We have to try and please Krishna. We should sharpen our intelligence, have proper determination, accept where we are and not mask ourselves. Whatever is our situation, even if you want to come to the temple and put a Google map, first you have to tell the Google what is your location. If you don't know your location, even Google can't guide you. If we don't know where we are, what is our mental standard, where we are, and we start having lofty goals, we'll be in big mess. Better to first understand and accept, yes, this is my location. This is what I am. This is where I'm situation. And from here, I will take one step at a time. There are stars and then there are stairs. To take the go to the stars, you need to take one stair at a time, one stair at a time. If you make too big goal and if you can't achieve it, then you will be frustrated. Instead, make small goal, achieve it, feel happy and inspired, then again take another small goal, then take another small goal and go that way. So first accept. See, another thing is that sometimes the devotees feel bad that, again, Maharaj speaks in his book about the two dogs, the bad dog and the good dog, and you have to feed the good dog. But Maharaj does not say that if you feed the good dog, one day the bad dog will stop barking. The bad dog will still bark. But only thing is, now because you are feeding the good dog barks louder, and probably you have the strength not to hear the bad dog, or rather tolerate the bad dog's barking. But it's not that the bad dog will stop barking. That means it's not that if you come into Krishna consciousness and as you go deeper and further, there will be no such material desires or nothing. It will still be there and it will always be there, and we have to learn to live with it. But the only thing is, we'll become so strong to say no to it, or rather neglect it, or rather not hear it. But it doesn't stop. So these things we have to accept and not feel guilty about it, or say that I'm 15 years in Krishna consciousness, but still why did I get that kind of a thought? Why did this happen? Why did that happen? It'll happen because we are in Dukkalayam and this is Ashashvatam and this world is made like that. The only thing is that yes, we keep feeding our good dog and we keep moving further. And the second thing is determination. We have to have determination. Keep doing small little things to get Krishna's attention that yes, Krishna, I'm very sincere. Little. I'm every day consistently making an effort to come back to you, back to Godhead. So if we keep doing that, then yes, we will have Krishna's mercy on us. And sharpening our intelligence by regularly reading scriptures, by associating with the right kind of devotees is very important. By taking guidance, Saubar Muni did not take guidance. He was inside the pond and he got attracted with the fishes and finally ended up getting married to the daughters of Mandata. Bharat Maharaj, he was alone without any guidance. He got attracted by the deer and then he had to take a birth as a deer. Indra, he had no guidance, so he ended up sending the rain and the whole Govardhan Leela happened. So yes, we need guidance of devotees and we need right kind of association. We should not take devotee association for granted, and we should not be overconfident and associate with Maya carelessly, because Cupid can make anybody stupid. Anybody. You know, I'm reminded of this pastime of Parasar Muni and Vedavyas. Vyasadeva was once writing that how one should be so careful of dealing with the other gender. And Parasar Muni said, I think you wrote a little bit too harsh. This is a little bit too harsh. And he said, okay, Father, I'll change it if you feel so. And that day night, what happened? And Parasar Muni was alone inside a hut. A beautiful woman came in and said, I need shelter. It's raining outside. So Parasar Muni said, okay, fine, you sleep inside, I'll sleep outside. And then after some time, Parasara Muni's mind changed and he started knocking on the door and said, beautiful lady, please allow me inside. And she said, but no, I'm not going to do that. So then Parasara Muni was so much agitated that he finally got on the top of the hut and from the hole he jumped inside to hug the woman. And as soon as he hugged the woman changed into Vyasadeva. Said, thank you, Father, that was a good hug. Just wanted to prove my point that we have to be careful. That's it. So we have to associate with the right. You know, sometimes we become overconfident. And I'm reminded of this king who was allergic to mango. The Veda, the doctor told him that never eat mango. You will die if you eat mango. He said, okay. So once he went on hunting. So when he went on hunting, they were very tired. So he and the minister, they said, okay, let's take rest. So they went and took rest under a mango tree. So as soon as the minister saw this is a mango tree, he said, sir, let's go from here. This is a mango tree. The king started laughing. Hey, foolish guy. The doctor told not to eat mango. He didn't say that you can't sit under a mango tree. That's all right. Then he said, and after some time, a ripe mango fell and immediately took a catch. The minister said, sir, don't touch. He said, you foolish fellow. The doctor said, don't eat mango. We can touch mango. That's all right. And then he started smelling it. He said, sir, what are you doing? The doctor said, not to eat, but you can smell the mango. Just smelling it, you know. And then he just took out a little bit and, you know, trying to put in the mouth. Sir, what are you doing? The doctor said, don't eat the mango. I'm simply tasting it. That's it. That was the end of his story. So we have to be very careful, you know. We may just take things like lightly. So we should be conscious of Krishna. At the same time, we should be cautious of Maya. Both the things have to go simultaneously, right? We should be very careful whom we are associating with. So we have to associate with the right people. Not only right people who like us. What Rupa Goswami says, Sajatiya Snigdha Satovara. Sajatiya, like-minded. Like I gave the example of book distributor and kirtaniyar. You both of you associate too much, either of them may feel a little bit overwhelmed that he is doing better. You associate with your kirtaner, then you can support each other. Sajatiya, Satovara, one who is better than you. Snigdha, one who has affection for you. Because you may associate with somebody, but if they don't have affection for you, then you may not be benefited. They have to give you their time and affection, then you will progress. And they have to be better than you. If they are not better than you, then you will go down. But Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, he adds one more word. He says, Sajatiya, Snigdha, Satovara, Aninduka. One who is not critical, that kind of Vaishnava one should associate, who is not critical of others. Otherwise what will happen, because they are critical, even we have to lend our ears and we will also get into that whole cycle of Vaishnava Ninda and Vaishnava Prad. So associate with the right people, take proper guidance and sharpening our intelligence by reading scriptures regularly, because scriptures are our only weapon to kill Maya. You know, that's our only weapon. So on regular basis doing Swadhyaya, so that we are, because you see, I tell you one example. They built this Great Wall of China. I heard, I don't know if it's true or not, it seems that's the only thing that you can see from the space or something. NASA people said something, I don't know, that's what it said in the internet. Such a big wall. So why they did it? To protect themselves from attack. But within 100 years of making that Great Wall of China, they got attacked so many times by the Mongolians. So they made whole research. Why we got attacked? Such a big wall we built. Why they got attacked is, the wall cannot be broken. It's a very strong wall. How they got attacked is, the Mongolians, they bribed the security guard. So he opened the door for them. That's it. So that is what Maya will do. Maya will bribe our intelligence. Maya will bribe our intelligence. So before, see why somebody takes bribe? If their salary is not enough, they will take bribe. So we should give good salary to the intelligence, then it will not take bribe from Maya. If we give enough portion, enough nutrition, then it will not take bribe. Otherwise it will take bribe from Maya and it will allow Maya to enter and corrupt our software, corrupt our intelligence. So we should sharpen our intelligence by regularly reading, should take guidance, we should take proper association, we should take some vows, some small little austerity and go one step at a time. Because we need motivation, we need conviction, we need determination. All three is required. So when we do little things at a time, and if we are successful, then that motivates us to take another step, then take another step. But if you decide to take 10 steps on that day, and that is not possible, and you will be disappointed, and next day you will think, I have seen with many devotees, now sometimes they think, okay, I will chant 16 rounds, or 32 rounds, 64 rounds. But then one day they miss, it is so demotivating, next day again there are all chances to miss. And then slowly one goes down. But instead, if one takes a smaller vows and finish it, complete it, and then keep going consistently, then they will progress. But you take a big wolf fighting from first round, one round to 32 rounds, it will not happen. 4 rounds, then 8 rounds, that's how it goes, you know. So that needs to be done. And integrity of speech, one should be very careful. One should not engage in prajalpa. I'll tell you one last story and I'll end it here. I think it's a working day, everybody will be late. We have to be very careful what we are talking. You must have heard this story during the COVID time. It was making rounds. The pending file of Yamaraj. You heard? Pending file of Yamaraj. There was this one king who wanted to feed all the brahmanas. So he invited all the brahmanas, come and eat. So they all had bhojanam. They all died. How they died? What happened? Oh, there is a big story behind how they died. Because they invited thousands of brahmanas, there was no space in the kitchen to cook. So they were cooking outside in the open area. So because they were cooking outside in the open area, what happened? One eagle, it was hungry, it was trying to take a snake, eat a snake, a dead snake. So it took the snake in the beak and was flying over the open kitchen. And the snake's mouth was open, so the poison from the snake's mouth fell inside the dal. And that way all the brahmanas got killed. Now this file went to Yamaraj. So because now it's very big sin, killing brahmanas. So they're asking now, Yamaraj, whom should we give this sinful activity? In whose account should we deposit this? Now Yamaraj is very much confused because he said, how can I blame the cooks? They don't know, poor thing, they're cooking. How they know the poison will fall? But how can I blame the snake? The poor thing is dead. Even though poison came from its mouth, it is dead. How can I blame the snake? Okay, how can I blame the eagle? It is just eating its food. It doesn't know that there is some cooking happening, so the eagle is going away. Okay, how can I blame the king? He wanted to feed the brahmanas with a good heart. How will he know that this thing will happen? Then Yamaraj told, Hare Baba, so many brahmanas got killed, and whose account I should put this sinful activity? He's not able to understand. So he said, let's keep the file pending for many years. One day suddenly Yamaraj came to the office and he said, yes, I know. On whose account to give? Yes, everybody is very curious because this is a very important case study. So they said, the lady who is selling flowers. Sir, how can she get the sin of, because she's just selling flowers? Then Yamaraj said, I'll tell you something. Today morning what happened? The lady was selling flowers. Some brahmanas came and asked her, Madam, can you tell which is the way to go to king's palace, right or left? So the lady said, hey, you are going to the king's palace, better you be careful. You know what happened last time? He fed the brahmanas and all the brahmanas died, and she was laughing. So Yamaraj said, why does a person commit sinful activity? They commit sinful activity because they want some happiness from it. But by killing of these brahmanas, neither the cook was happy, neither eagle was happy, neither snake was happy, neither the king was happy. But looks like this lady became very happy. She is enjoying by telling about it to everybody. You know this happened, you know this happened. So let the sinful activity go in her account. So we have to be so careful. Sometimes even if we haven't done anything, just sharing with others is making us very happy. You know what happened, you know what happened in the temple, you know what happened with this devotee, you know what happened with that devotee. We have not done anything, and maybe we are telling the truth also. She didn't tell lies, she told the truth only, that the brahman has got killed. But the fact that she was enjoying it, just to gossip about somebody or criticize somebody, that enjoyment, all the bad karma got transferred to her account. So we should be very careful about, you know, integrity of speech, very careful what we are speaking. We don't have to take Maunavrata, but at least whatever we are speaking, we should be so conscious, right? So yes, we have to be conscious of Krishna and cautious of Maya. His Holiness Tavalkrishna Maharaj used to say very nicely, said, before becoming Krishna conscious, first become conscious. Just be conscious of what you are talking, what you are seeing, what you are hearing, how you are behaving, your body language, your behavior with the other devotees. Just be conscious of yourself first before trying to become Krishna conscious. So this is what the purport says, that before trying to become a devotee, minimum Shruti Smriti principles of human behavior should be followed. Then we should aim such big high aims of, you know, becoming a pure devotee of the Lord. So tomorrow's sloka will be very interesting because Narad Muni will speak about all the 30 qualities, the minimum qualities that a human being should have. Something like being compassionate, being truthful, being moral. So many nice things are there which you'll be seeing, you should be hearing in tomorrow's verse. With this, I will end it here. Thank you so much. Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Hare Krishna. Very quickly, any question, comment? Thank you so much. If anybody has any question or any comment. Yes, please go ahead.
Hare Krishna, Prabhu Mataji, thank you so much. Wonderful to see both of you as Grihastha couples taking the classes. Very inspiring for us. Quick question. When you mentioned about, we are attracted to idealism, but Bhagavad Gita promotes realism. Somehow we are not attracted to realism. coming, applying that in our day-to-day life as a parent, when we what happens is when we try to teach our children, somewhere we take the path of idealism, and while taking the path of idealism, we tend to compare with other children in the congregation. We say, oh, that child is chanting better, or that child is doing better. My child is not doing better. So how do we curb this mentality of comparison? It's really very difficult.
I always keep telling the devotees that please don't punish your child because he's not a reincarnation of Prahlad Maharaj. You know, we have that why my child is not Prahlad, why he is not a reincarnation of Prahlad Maharaj. Just be normal parents. And I tell you something that happened last week. I was trying to tell a parent that, look, if your child is not chanting, maybe you can give some perks. Okay, I'll give you this, or I'll take you out, you should complete your rounds. So, no, my Guru Maharaj said this is not correct. Even if your child doesn't chant, but never ever, you know, allure the child by saying that if you chant, I'll give you this. And I really felt hurt that this is not correct. Then I asked that, Mataji, that when you came to Krishna consciousness, you also started your chanting like that, only pure chanting? No. When you came into Krishna consciousness, you also came with that, if I chant, Krishna will protect my family, our finances will be fine, my child's health will be good, our family will be... Is it not? And now when it comes to your child, a little child of 6-year-old, and you're saying, hey, chant with pure devotion. I'll not give you anything for chanting, just chant with pure devotion. That's so unfair. See, it is a stage by stage. Even in a family life, initially, you know, children, they study out of fear. Hey, mother will scold me, father will scold me if I... You know, out of fear they study. Then slowly they study out of desire. Ah, if I study, my father will give me a new cycle, I'll get a new video game. So from fear it becomes desire. Then as they grow, it becomes duty. No, I have to study. My father spent so much money in the uni, so much fees, and I cannot afford. I have to study well. So from fear to desire to duty. And then a stage comes when it's love. No, I'm doing it because I love my father. So same thing happens in the spiritual life also. Initially, it's like a fear. I have to chant, Krishna will protect me. Then it's desire. If I chant, Krishna will give me so many things. Then it's duty. Krishna already gave me so many things. I'm breathing, walking, dancing, everything is because of Krishna. And then we do because we love Krishna. So it's a gradual progression. But when it comes to our kids, if we start expecting that they have to start with love, then that is so unfair with them. So we can always do the little kiddie thing that I'll give you this, come on, do that, and slowly until they cultivate that taste of chanting, we need to help them out. Regarding comparison as parents, so like, this is a how-to question. How should we not do? How should we not compare? By not comparing. The answer for how, you know, because in ISKCON there is this very typical habit of how-to question. How should I chant properly? By chanting properly. How should I become humble? By becoming humble. There is no answer for the how-to. How should I not compare? By not comparing. By stopping to compare. Don't compare anymore. I always give this example that peacock dances for Krishna and cow gives milk for Krishna. In Goloka Vrindavan, the peacock is never crying, oh, I wish I could also give milk for Krishna. Neither the cow is crying, oh, I should have also danced for Krishna, why I'm not able to dance. The cow is happy giving milk and the peacock is happy dancing. So yeah, with our children also, fine, my child plays mridanga, his child plays harmonium. Okay, my child does 4 rounds, he may be doing 6, that's alright. Krishna is having his personalized reciprocation with us, and we really don't need to become like anybody. Because if Krishna wanted us to become like somebody, he would have actually made us like that person. The fact that he didn't make us like that person, that means Krishna wants us to be like what we are. That is why he made so many varieties. Maybe he likes us just the way we are. So what we really need to do is, whatever we are, from there, we should just think that how should I improve my relationship with Krishna? And it's not that my relationship will improve with Krishna only if I become a great kirtaniyar, or if I'm able to give great classes and I'm very great. It's not like that. It's about relationship. Krishna loves you just the way you are. So you don't have to imitate anybody and you don't have to become anybody, because Krishna likes you. He's your own personalized Krishna. So just be the way you are. Don't have any depressed feelings or stress or guilt or whatever, wherever you are. Have a nice mentor and don't keep too big goals. One step at a time and go slow. Thank you so much. Jai Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Srimad Bhagavatam ki
jai.
Krishna Chandra Bhagavan ki jai. Vedvyas ki jai. Sukadeva Maharaj ki jai. Saraswati Mata ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Samrita Bhakta Vrinda ki jai.
He has some question.
I had one question, but we ran out of time. Mataji, you mentioned how that when we think that we are nothing, it becomes, when we are like, we can't do anything, it becomes we are nothing. You gave the example of the kirtan yet and the book distributor. But Mataji, we hear in many lectures that humility leads to Lord Krishna.
And yeah, one is humility and one is feeling depressed.
Yes.
So humility is that you have a certain quality and you don't think great about it and you want to improve yourself. But comparing with others is not humility.
Thank you. Mataji, I heard your lecture on eight stories for eight special circuits, and that was one of my favorite lectures.
Thank you.
I keep on listening to that, so, and I recommend that to all my friends. So this is the best lecture, Mataji.
Mataji, quick question. Like you said that Mataji, the example that you gave in the end about Mataji telling her that her Guru Maharaj said not to abuse the children. But she is just following her Guru Maharaj, and one cannot avoid Guru Maharaj's instructions. And Guru might be giving instruction which is beneficial for her and her family.
Mm.
It may be only relevant to that individual. Because if she doesn't follow her Guru, then she's doing Guru of that. So, how do I take your example?
No, I understand that. So, that's not her problem. That is a problem with this couple. Because what's happening is that everything is being said in a standard of monks and sannyasis. And the problem is that Grihastha is going ahead and asking Guru Maharaj, how to deal with my husband, how to deal with my wife, how to deal with my children, to a sannyasi. Something is wrong with him. Sannyasi is not here for guiding us in our material. He is here to ask, if you have any question in philosophy, or tattva, he explains to us. That's why you see my Guru Maharaj, once he knows, got so upset because all the Grihasthas have been going and asking for counseling. One time he came out from his room in Chakra building and he said, put it in the notice book. If you want to have a happy married life, if you want to have a son, if you want to have this materially affluent, if you want to have then please contact Jayaprakasa Swami, write in a big way. And in the below, write in small line. And if you want spiritual advancement, then also you can contact Jayaprakasa Swami. So it was like he was mocking them. This is life as a sannyasi, they come and ask him, the one who is not listening to me, the other day we put hand in my face, what do I do? This is what we ask a sannyasi. Sannyasi should only ask that kind of question. What we are doing is not a job, right? A sannyasi is not supposed to be learning of our material life, how not we have to be able to do, how we are living in the children. That's not the way. What we need to ask a sannyasi is that, okay, please explain me about, you know, Bhagavatam, this pastime. Please explain me about how should I improve my chanting. And these kind of questions should be asked to grihasthas who have themselves raised children. But when such questions are asked to them, they will answer, okay, do like this. But these are not standards of somebody who is in the beautiful or some long standard. That is why you see what is happening. Outside, if the divorce rates are increasing, it's understandable. But if you miscall divorce rates are increasing, you have to think that something we are doing wrong, something we are doing wrong. Now, what are we doing? Even most of the sannyasis, maybe they have taken sannyas when they were 16-year-old, 17-year-old, maybe they have no partner, they haven't had a values or family. And then we expect that, no, but they are pure devotees of the Lord. Pure devotees means Divya Gyan, Divya Prakashita, they have full knowledge, and everything like they said is like a fucker. That's not correct. Because when somebody asks, oh, God, how many windows are there in the White House, Prabhupada said, that's not the question you should ask me when counting. So definitely, we cannot say that because these gurus have taken initiation of Prabhupada, they have a representation of God, so we can ask them anything. That may not be the right question to ask them. They are in their own world, thinking about issues, they have to take more issues, just go and ask them something. So there is a